The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in the town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Imagine in the first reading, when Moses was praying, I think that was the first remote control. Wing! And they were winning. Woo! And then, you know. I mean, let's face it. Why is it that he has to do that? Why not just simply pray? No? Why do we have to raise his hands and pray? And why, when he's lowering his hands, the prayer is not that effective? And what happened was that they had to help him continue raising his hands. Remember, when you pray, you have to be what? Involved. You know? You cannot simply blabber. You cannot simply say words. You have to be involved with what you say, how you say it, if it comes from the heart. Same thing here in the Mass. You know? Every word that we say, we should what? Mean it. Understand it. Don't simply say it. Let's face it, when I was not yet a priest and I was with you guys as a lay person, many times I attended Mass just saying it. "I confess, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, glory to God." You know, because I was expected to what? Memorize it. But did I really mean every word that I said? When I was young, I thought, okay, there is God, but I really didn't care. I was dragged into going to Mass every Sunday. Oh yeah, my mom and dad, they would nag me and pull me literally off the bed, you know? Because as a young child, see, the thing about becoming a priest, it was far from their minds because I didn't look the part. I mean, you see in YouTube, little children already wearing the vestments and looking priestly. Me, no. I was still snoring at that time on Sundays and not really caring about going to church. I really didn't look the part because I had to grow. But the point is, I struggled even praying the rosary. Again, why? Because my mom and my aunts, they would tell, okay, let's pray the rosary, without ever explaining to me. And even I think even if they explained to me, I really didn't care. Why? Because it was long. 50 Hail Marys, why do we have to say it 50 times? Why not just say it one time and get over it, you know? But that's how it's made. The rosary was made so that what? You will concentrate on the mysteries. The problem is if you just keep saying the Hail Mary without thinking or imagining or being involved in the story. If you were involved in the story while praying the 10 Hail Marys for each mystery, you won't notice the time. If you know the story. If you imagine what's happening in my days, with the television was still black and white, and let's face it, the story about the rosary and everything wasn't that available. So I had to use my imagination, but most of the time I fall asleep, you know? So the thing is, praying is part of who we are. We should be involved. We should understand what we pray. And of course, I hope again and again and again, I keep telling you, the reason why we pray is simply because we adore God, we are sorry for our sins, we thank Him, and then at the last, we ask for His help. That's the attitude that we must have for praying. But again, I don't know about you, but even I still struggle to pray. You know? Why? Because let's face it, when you pray, you have to what? Constantly open your heart to Jesus. Constantly entrust yourself to God. Constantly ask God for help. In my case, I don't ask for anything. I don't ask for food because, boy, I have got plenty of food. I don't ask for anything. I don't ask for money. I don't need money. What I ask God every day is to help me to love Him more, to help me to become holy, to help me to be more loving and forgiving like Him every day. And in my case, I try also to be more meaningful by composing my own prayer. The thing about fixed prayers, the Hail Mary and the Our Father, those are excellent prayers. But you should also be able to pray coming from your heart. You know, coming from your heart. Again, when you say adore God, what do you mean by adoration? It means that you are telling yourself, this is God. You are almighty. You are all-powerful. You are all-loving. When you're saying those words, it is not as if God is excited to hear those words because He already knows. God knows who He is. God doesn't need us to feed His ego. He doesn't have any ego to feed. It is us having the privilege to say it to Him because we believe in what we're saying. It's like, for example, when you like a woman, I love you. You know? When you say it, you're expressing what's inside you. You know? I love you. But if you don't say it and keep it to yourself, it's not enough. You have to say it because that is what you feel. Same thing with when you say, Lord, you are great, you are wonderful, you are forgiving, you are merciful. When you pray that, you're saying what you feel, what you believe. So say it, you know. But you have to say it and not simply feel it. How about when you pray, when you ask for forgiveness, you know? Do you say, Lord, I'm sorry, this is what I have done, I accept responsibility, I failed you, I did not do what I'm supposed to do, I did something which I wasn't supposed to do, and I accept responsibility, and I'm sorry. A while ago, when we say that, it's my fault, it's also only my fault that I did these things. First of all, did you even think your sins when you came here? Before you said, I confess, did you even think what your sins are? So that when you say those words, it will be meaningful and sincere. Again, when I was young, I didn't think about those things. I just come here and say, I confess and all this stuff. But I didn't think about my sins. So how can there be repentance? How can there be a change of heart if I didn't even think about my sins? And then thanksgiving. How many of you always thank God every single moment? No? I already told you many times, a grateful heart is a joyful heart. Why? Why is it? Because you acknowledge the many, many blessings that you have. And the opposite is what? Those who complain a lot, what? It's a sad person. You complain a lot. You're angry because you, do you think, can you complain without being angry? Oh, I'm hungry. I want more food. No, of course not. When you complain, you're angry. So when you complain more, you're more angrier. You're angrier. So, what was happening to you? The thanksgiving, grateful heart. And then, ask God, Lord, I need you. I want you in my life. I need your grace. Because if it, and then, of course, whatever guidance you need. So, my dear friends, when we pray, you persevere. Don't pray as if, that's it, I'm done. No. When you pray morning, noon, nighttime. Don't even set a schedule. Once you have the chance to pray, think about God, thank Him, adore Him, do it any time of the day. Don't have any fixed prayer. Make the whole day a prayer. Again, I'm talking from experience. Because before I was really very, very lazy. But now I cannot imagine a day without praying, without thinking God. If I hear some bad things happening in television, what do I do? When somebody like the hurricane, or for example, this upcoming elections, what do? You pray. Oh my God, you pray. You better pray. Why? When you pray, you entrust everything to God. Whoever wins, Lord, into your hands, we commend our country. Whatever happens, vote Democrat or Republican, Lord, up to you. Guide whoever will lead us in the next 3-4 years. 4 years, no? Because when you pray, what happens also? You don't worry. See, the problem with the thing about people, when you don't pray, you worry. But if you pray, you don't worry. Yes or no? What do you think? Huh? See, the thing is, praying is what? Entrusting everything to Him. Everything. He is in control. But if you worry, because, oh boy, our country is messed up, who cares? Let God take care of it. Just do what you have to do in your own family, in your own place, in your own church. You are not in control of everything. See, the problem with people who pray with only memorized prayers is that they don't trust God. When you pray, you are supposed to trust God. You are not in control. But if you think that you can tell God, okay, Our Father, Hail Mary, but I'm in control. Is that prayer? No, that's not prayer. That's just doing your obligation without exactly connecting yourself to God. It is always God in control. Even though things can be messy, no? If I base my faith on the results of my prayers, what will happen? You know? I will be disappointed. Why? Because when my father died, suddenly, that wasn't part of my prayer, but he died. When my uncle died, or somebody, or let's say the hurricane killing of so many people, or in Syria, so many killings. If you don't trust God, even all these tragedies, you will be disappointed. Why would there be a God who allows these things to happen? See? You'll be angry at God. No, don't be. God knows what's happening. He's in control. You may not like what the way, the thing about us sometimes is that when we pray, we expect God to do what we want. What we expect things to happen. No. We are not in control. Do you know how small we are? You know? They say that there are over 2 trillion galaxies in the universe. 2 trillion galaxies. And our galaxy alone has got over 1 billion stars. Imagine how little we are. God is even greater than the universe. And then we expect God to think like we think. What is in the Bible? My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. So, trust God. Again, can God force you to trust Him? No. You trust Him. It is your privilege that there is a God who knows what you need and will give you what you need. But He will never, never give you something bad. Seemingly, when bad things happen, you might think that God is punishing you. No. Huh? Remember this, huh? When you pray and then something bad happens, don't think that God is punishing you for whatever mistakes you have done. I have my own sister who thinks that way. She doesn't go to church because every time she goes to church, something bad happens, according to her. I said, you're stupid, you know that? Why do you do that? You know, you go to church because you love God, you trust Him in everything. Don't blame God for something bad. But my own sister thinks that way. Always blaming God. See? Look at that. He already died for us. He already suffered for us. And then you still blame Him for everything? That's the problem with people. They say they believe in God, but they put God and they... The arrogance we have is that we think we can judge God. Can we judge God, really? No, we cannot judge God. We're nothing. We just have to what? Entrust ourselves to Him. So again, prayer. That's who we are. How much we pray, it's up to us. What is our attitude to prayer? It's up to us. It is our privilege to pray. I cannot force you to pray, but I do encourage you to make your whole day, every day, a life of prayer. Why? Because it helps. And I'm telling you from experience. So again, heaven is all about what? Praying to God forever, because you will be with God forever. You better practice now.